Us by Rodney Taylor Sr. Guilt and innocence aside, we come here damaged men, scarred by the harshness of society. We each have a history that, though connected to our situation, has been obscured by the crimes of which we have been convicted. No consideration is given to from whence we have come, only to what we are said to have done. Condemned to die, we are consigned to live the lowliest of lives, despised, rejected, and virtually forgotten by all that we once held dear. Stripped of our freedom and restricted to the confines of prison walls, we live a torturous existence. Seemingly endless days and nights blurred together in a litany of memories, many of which we are wont to forget, yet we cannot. The solitude of a prison cell is a psychological monster, tormenting you ruthlessly. More than anything in the world, you desire to escape, but there is no untethering of the self from the mind, for they are one and the same. So we endure. As the days turn to weeks to months, the months to years, we endure. Each in our own way, yet we are all the same. The red jumpsuits we wear and the death sentences looming over our heads have bonded us together. In one another, we have found solace in this bubble of condemnation. We pray together, seeking God's mercy and blessings. We laugh together, grasping at brief moments of happiness. We get choked up and cry together when deeply moved by a scene in a movie. Meals are shared. The births of grandchildren are celebrated, and the deaths of loved ones are mourned. Together, we stand against injustice. United in the valley of death, we give one another strength. In this closed-off, isolated community, in this world apart from the world, we live. In this respect, allow me to quote a dear friend. I met with men living a monastic life under imposed vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Deeply introspective, these men had spent decades reflecting on life, meaning, and purpose. They'd wrestled with what they termed moral ambiguity and redemption. Their desire to make a difference was potent, she said, in reference to us, and went on to say further, pretense is hard to maintain when you're with the same people day in and night out for decades. This is us. No cut, no chaser. Essentially, we are simply products of dysfunctional America. We come from broken families, single-parent homes, drug and alcohol addiction, abuse, neglect, lack of education, misguidance, violence, mental health trauma, and poverty. Through all these adversities, we are victims of America's indifference. Yet despite this, within these walls, as monks of a different kind, we live life to the fullest and with unwavering purpose. And this purpose is humanity. For living is what people do, out in the free world and in here. This is us.